これからリスニング問題を始めます。1、次の会話を聞いて、最後の文に対する応答として、最も適切なものを、1から4の中から1つ選び、その番号をマークしなさい。英文は2度読まれます。
No. 1
Happy birthday, Kathy. This present is for you.
What a cute doll. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Kathy. This present is for you.
What a cute doll. Thank you. Number 2.
Look, that tree is very big.
It's the oldest tree in our town.
Really? How did you know that? Look, that tree is very big.
It's the oldest tree in our town.
Really? How did you know that?
Number 3.
Excuse me.
Yes, can I help you?
Could you tell me the way to the library? Excuse me.
Yes, can I help you?
Could you tell me the way to the library?
Number 4.
What are your plans for next Sunday?
Well, my brother and I are going to Lake Biwa.
Sounds good. Have you ever been there before? What are your plans for next Sunday?
Well, my brother and I are going to Lake Biwa.
Sounds good. Have you ever been there before?
に、次のジェーンとミスター・グリーンの会話を聞いて、それぞれの質問に対する答えとして、最も適切なものを、1から4の中から一つ選び、その番号をマークしなさい。英文は二度読まれます。
Good evening and welcome to What Do You Think? This week, our topic is foreign languages. Our first guest is Robert Green. Mr. Green is a professor teaching Asian languages at Oxford University. Professor Green, why are English people so bad at foreign languages?
I think that there are two main reasons. First of all, English is used widely in different parts of the world. There are over 300 million native speakers of English around the world. And of course, English is also spoken as a second language by over 250 million people.
So in other words, English people don't need to learn foreign languages, right?
I wouldn't say that.But they don't need to use a foreign language as much as people in Finland. Second, foreign languages are often taught badly in British schools.
Is this because the ways of teaching are very old?
I'm afraid so. The textbooks are not so new. Not enough money is spent and not enough time is given to language studies.
You think that more time and money should be spent on studying languages, don't you?
That's right.
Number 5. What is Mr. Green's job? Number 6. How many people speak English as a second language?Number 7. What does Mr. Green think about the ways of teaching foreign languages in British schools? Good evening and welcome to What Do You Think? This week, our topic is foreign languages. Our first guest is Robert Green. Mr. Green is a professor.Teaching Asian languages at Oxford University. Professor Green, Why are English people so bad at foreign languages?
I think that there are two main reasons. First of all, English is used widely in different parts of the world. There are over 300 million native speakers of English around the world. And of course, English is also spoken as a second language by over 250 million people.
So in other words, English people don't need to learn foreign languages, right?
I wouldn't say that, but they don't need to use a foreign language as much as people in Finland. Second, foreign languages are often taught badly in British schools.
Is this because the ways of teaching are very old?
I'm afraid so. The textbooks are not so new. Not enough money is spent, and not enough time is given to language studies.
You think that more time and money should be spent on studying languages, don't you?
That's right.
Number 5. What is Mr. Green's job? Number 6. How many people speak English as a second language? Number 7. What does Mr. Green think about the ways of teaching foreign languages in British schools?
Sang. 次のスピーチは、沖縄の高校生、リサが体験したことについてのものです。それを聞いて、それぞれの質問に対する答えとして、最も適切なものを、丸1から丸4の中から一つ選び、その番号をマークしなさい。英文は2度読まれます。
Last Sunday, I went shopping with my mother in Naha City.We bought some clothes at a department store and had lunch at a restaurant. We were waiting for our bus at the bus stop. A young man came to us and told us about Candle Night. He said, just turn off the lights in your home from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. from June 22nd to 24th. This is an event to save energy and to think about the world.A lot of people take part in this event in many countries. I was interested in the event, and I used the internet to learn more about it. On June 22nd, my family took part in Candle Night. My mother cooked a special dinner and invited my grandmother. We had dinner in the candlelight. My little brother was afraid because it was dark.He put his hand on my hand. He asked me to stay with him, and so I did. After dinner, we had dessert. We talked a lot about many things. My grandmother said there was no TV when she was little. At first, I couldn't imagine life without TV, but I enjoyed the time without it because I really had a great time with my family that night.
Number 8. What is true about Candle Night? Number 9. Why was Lisa's brother afraid? Number 10. What did Lisa do on Candle Night?
Last Sunday, I went shopping with my mother in Naha City. We bought some clothes at a department store and had lunch at a restaurant. We were waiting for our bus at the bus stop. A young man came to us and told us about Candle Night. He said, just turn off the lights in your home from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. from June 22nd to 24th. This is an eventTo save energy and to think about the world. A lot of people take part in this event in many countries. I was interested in the event and I used the internet to learn more about it. On June 22nd, my family took part in Candle Night. My mother cooked a special dinner and invited my grandmother. We had dinner in the candlelight. My little brother was afraid because it was dark. He put his hand on my hand. He asked me to stay with him, and so I did. After dinner, we had dessert. We talked a lot about many things. My grandmother said there was no TV when she was little. At first, I couldn't imagine life without TV. But I enjoyed the time without it because I really had a great time with my family that night.
Number 8. What is true about Candle Night? Number 9. Why was Lisa's brother afraid? Number 10. What did Lisa do on Candle Night?
以上でリスニング問題を終わります。